This is our final program in April, and we can't forget that it's Poetry Month as well as a time to celebrate the Earth. We recently came across a novel poetic form that must be a sign of the times, poet tweets. They're the fever dream of the Brazil Contemporary Art Center in Sao Paulo, and you can find them in both Portuguese and English. And they consist of a rather random selection of those 140-character messages arranged in sonnet and in driso verse forms. The 14-line sonnet is familiar, and the driso is a modern 13-line style made popular by the Spanish poet Isidro Iturrit. Now, you might not expect that the people we follow are exceptionally poetic, but here, for example, is a sampling of tweets from New Scientist arranged as an driso titled Cleared Land.
Was repaired in a face transplant. Dinner? How nice. Yes, please. Be eaten. We'll open the restaurant. It raises serious questions. How sound is the science? Right for UN deal on emissions? You'll respond to a placebo pill. Why humans dehumanize others?
And here are some random tweets from the U.S. Energy Department crafted into a sonnet called Careers.
On science, used to participate in communities across America. Of and other before you decorate, they had to say hashtag made in America. Part of the equation, welding, hashtag advanced manufacturing, are important for our mission. Your thoughts and questions using costs continue to fall. We're doing to keep the grid safe. In DC, join us on the mall. For them, making the agile. History of daylight saving here. Do? Find out in our first profile.
Finally, all these tweets came, but not in this order, from National Geographic.
Off Jupiter and the moon meets Mars, of the day, lighting the night, have been rare collisions of stars. First ever mandatory water cuts, reactions to ISIS beheadings, is a lesson in patience and guts. Historic water restrictions, a crucial step in our own survival.
Our readers were Naomi Ehrenberg, Emmett Fitzgerald, and Jenny Doring.